Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Real American Man on Blog Talk Radio, and I'm your host, Billy Crocker. Thank you so much for listening in today. We did have to change the schedule up a little bit. We had a conflict in the schedule. I was going to try to do this show this evening about 9 p.m. We had to go ahead and move it up. Obviously, now you're more than welcome to listen to it whenever you can. The guest call-in number is 323-642-1089. Once again, that guest call-in number, as always, is 323-642-1089. Had a book started that you obviously can follow us on Twitter at Real American Man. You also can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/Real American Man. And then, of course, as always, here on Blog Talk Radio at blogtalkradio.com/Real American Man. And you also are able to find us on iTunes. If you go into your iTunes account and search in the podcast feature, you will be able to find us on there as well. We sure are excited that we're able to broadcast across very many different mediums and ways to get this word out there. So what I want to do on Wednesdays from this point going forward, and we may not do a weekly show on cue every single Wednesday, but I would like to be able to have some time in our schedule on this show to be able to discuss the issues of the election. You know, something that we talked about yesterday on the overview show, where we kind of went over everything that we're going to be talking about over the next several weeks and months. I discussed a little bit the issue of the election and the fact of politics. You know, politics is something that is a very sensitive issue, much like religion, in a lot of people's minds. And it's something that not a lot of people want to actually talk about. I think that a lot of people are getting frustrated. I think they're getting irritated, and they're tired of the same old, same old. Unfortunately, though, that's, well, let me just say it this way. On that aspect, I think that we have a right there. I definitely think that we are in the right frame of mind to be frustrated with politicians. I do think that politicians are not keeping to their word. They're not following through with what they say that they're going to do. They're lying to us, and they're taking advantage of their position. All of those things I concur with, I agree with, and I think it's worth a debate. However, on the other side of that spectrum, I want us to understand that as civilians of the United States of America, we have also failed in the sense that we are not involved in politics, and we blame it on that we're frustrated, that we don't trust politicians, that we just, you know, and so we just bury our head in the sand and either say, one, I'm either not going to vote, or I'm always going to vote along party political lines, so I'm just going to go in there in the voting booth and basically just check all Republican or check all Democrat, and I'm not actually going to look at the issues. I'm not going to give the people that I'm voting for, I'm not going to give them the time of day to figure out if they really deserve my vote or not. I'm just going to say, well, I agree with the Republican establishment, or I agree with the Democratic establishment, and I'm going to vote that way, and I don't care what name is there. The other aspect of that, too, is, of course, is that we don't exactly, even on the presidential scale. I understand that whenever we get in the voting booth and we see things in there for, you know, like county commissioner or, basic positions, at least what we would consider basic, it's hard to know exactly what they stand for. You know, you've got to be able to attend your local town hall meetings and, you know, and going to county commissioner meetings and, you know, these types of things. So there's a lot of different ways that that you could find out about your local politics, but certainly it is more difficult. You're not going to be able to go to google.com as easily and type in your local county commissioner and find out what their political beliefs are, depending, of course, on where you live. If you're in a high-profile county like Tarrant County in Texas, which, of course, is Fort Worth or Dallas County for Dallas or Harris County down there in Houston, you know, you might find some information on the political scale there. But, you know, you go out in East Texas and the small rural areas like Cass County, Morris County, things like that, you're not going to find what on Google what the political views are of the county commissioner. It's just not going to be there unless for some reason they've got some type of a platform out in that area. But it's just not typical. And so it is hard to get a grasp on our local politics. But listen, I believe that we've done that even on a larger scale. It seems as though in the past elections, and I'm not saying this arrogantly or that I have done a better job, because I certainly have not. You know, I'm only 28, so I've certainly made my fair share of political mistakes as far as a civilian in the voting booth. And, you know, I think that based off of the past several elections that we've had, people are not voting with their brain. They're just voting with, just whatever feels right, the emotions of it, and that's basically all that they're doing. And of course, you know, the politicians purposely bring up hot topic issues. We listen to mainstream media, and look, you know, yes, if you get onto Fox News, you're definitely going to hear a conservative perspective. You get onto CNN, you're going to hear a liberal perspective. MSNBC, you're going to hear everything pro-Obama, pretty much. So, I mean, you know, I definitely understand that it's hard, but that's, I go back to saying, you know, that's not an excuse, though, folks. I mean, listen, we have got to take responsibility for the outcome of this country. It is not the politicians in Washington, D.C. that are navigating the outcome of this country. We have begun to believe that. We blame the failures in this nation on the ones in Washington, D.C. And while, yes, absolutely, we elected them to the office, and so therefore, yes, they need to take responsibility. If I'm talking to a politician in Washington, D.C., I would expect them to say, we have done wrong. It is our fault. We have not done what we said we were going to do. Absolutely, 110%. That's what I think. However, though, from a civilian perspective, okay, folks, we've got to accept responsibility on our own as well. Because we are the ones that are putting them into office. We are the ones that are, you know, like this talk about term limits on congressmen, on senators, excuse me, on senators and those in Congress, in the House of Representatives and in the Senate. Okay, if you're going to put term limits on there, I mean, I understand what you're trying to get at, but don't you realize that there is already a term limit set in place? And let me explain it to you this way. Every couple of years, you know, we go through an election cycle, okay? Every 4 years, of course, is a major election, but every couple of years we go through an election cycle. We have midterm elections. That is the term limit. If you are unsatisfied with the congressman in their seat, If you're unhappy with the politician that's serving you, guess what you have the right to do? Vote them jokers out of office. It's as simple as that. Whenever Harry Reid goes up and he runs for office, he doesn't even have to hardly blink an eye on the opponents, because he just knows he's going to get it, because that's what everybody does. They don't put the effort into finding out what is it that these politicians believe. What is it that, what values are they going to promote? What personal values are they going to promote? Things that I believe, things that I agree with, and we don't do the legwork, we don't do the digging, and we don't look at differing views. If we're conservative, we only listen to Fox News. If we're liberal, we only listen to MSNBC. If, you know, I mean, we just don't put the effort in like we should be, and we're letting the establishment run us. There is already a constitution and a Bill of Rights is set in place to give the power to the people. It's already there, but we don't take advantage of it. They take advantage of it. The politicians are the ones taking advantage of it. But we have a right. We have a right to take advantage of it. That's why it's there. We are supposed to be the ones taking advantage of it, saying, look, buddy, you didn't do your job. You didn't do what you said that you were going to do. You're gone. You're through. And I think it's well time for non-career politicians to end up in political roles. We don't need long-term senators and House representatives. We don't need people that have been in this establishment. That's what they set their life up to do, was to do politics, and that's all they want to do. They want that free ride. Listen, folks, it's not that simple for them. They think it is, and we're making it simple for them. But if we would just start to exercise our rights as citizens, just in the simple voting booth, just in the voting process, if we would just exercise our rights there, we would make the politicians in Washington, D.C. stand up, perk up, and listen to what we want done in this country. And the control would not be in their hands. The control would not be in Washington, D.C. It would be in the rural community in Iowa. It would be in the rural community in Montana and in Texas and in Kentucky and Nebraska and Oklahoma and these various states across the country. That's where the power would be. That's where the power is intended to be. We certainly have got to give this a lot of thought, a lot more thought than we have been giving it. What are your thoughts on this issue? Guest call in number 323-642-1089. Once again, guest call in 323-642-1089. You're listening live to Real American Man on Blog Talk Radio. I'm going to take a quick break just for a second. All right, we're back on Real American Man, Blog Talk Radio. And once again, this is your host, Billy Crocker. So it's August 19th, 2015, and here we sit, Wednesday. And, you know, you got to ask yourself, is the country going in the right direction? And based off of everything that we see in the media, in the polls out there, no matter which side you look at, liberal polls, conservative polls, most people do not feel like that this country is going in the right direction. Now, when it comes to our belief in the system, as far as what Congress is doing out there, we got a really, really low favorability for them. I mean, extremely low. We distaste them. I think cockroaches have got a better likability than Congress does. I mean, it's just crazy, okay, the amount of distaste that the American public has for politicians. My only confusion with that is why we keep electing them. Now, we've got on the 2016 presidential election stage for us a couple men and women who are not on the political scene. They're not the political norms. And certainly the one leading the pack on the Republican side is the Donald, that is Donald Trump. And he is certainly creating waves and waves and waves on both sides of the fence. You have liberals that are laughing at him and saying, wow, what kind of a world do we live in for him to be on the top of the list on the Republican side? They're never going to win. This is hilarious. LOL, LOL, LOL. And then on the conservative side, you definitely got a split when it comes to Donald Trump. And I think it's a fair split because on the deeply held conservative values that a lot of us hold dear on the Republican side, you do have people like Glenn Beck that have called out the fact that Donald Trump has definitely wavered on the issues of conservative values, whether it be abortion, whether it be health care, and also with homosexual marriage. So this is an issue. These are issues that he's not really spoken very confidently on. It seems like he can't make up his mind. And, you know, what's hard to tell, and this is my only hesitation with it, is because I agree with Glenn Beck on a lot of the points that he makes about the confusion with this huge amount of support that Donald Trump is receiving. But what I do not understand is that, you know, it is like I don't get it. I don't get why there's so much support for him whenever he's not been a consistent conservative leader. Folks, if you want a consistent conservative leader, in my personal opinion, look no further than Mike Huckabee. If you want a consistent conservative leader, folks, look no further than Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, Scott Walker. These are people on the Republican field, and I understand they're the mainstream normal politicians, but they have been consistently conservative in their political history. They have been consistently conservative and definitely something that we can look to for conservative values in this country. And I think that they all have good plans, great plans, and ideas for this country and how they would handle the issues facing America if they were to be president of the United States. And so I think that they all deserve a good look. And it seems like that once again, we are voting with our emotions. Donald Trump is striking a lot of emotions. To me, just personally, I honestly do not feel like that he is a good candidate for president of the United States of America. I just don't. It just does not seem right. Nothing that he says makes any sense, hardly. I will give it to him on the immigration plan. The immigration plan, I think, that he's proposing is a great idea. It's unfortunate that it would take a long time, I think. Surely he knows that it would take a long time for those things to be put in place. And so I think it's kind of easy to sit there and say, well, this is what we need to do. And it's something that wouldn't even be able to happen during his time in office. But I think that, you know, it just seems like that we're just going off of emotion again. Because I believe that Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio and even Dr. Ben Carson, I think that he makes a lot of valid points that he's worth listening to, and he's certainly not mainstream political. So why is it that Donald Trump is bringing all this attention? If you've got an opinion in the matter, 323-642-1089, we'd love to hear from you. You obviously can get on facebook.com/realamericanman. Let me know what you think. I'd love to add it on the show either today or even next week. We'll certainly bring this up again. So Donald Trump, let's give it some thought, but listen, folks, let's not be voting with our emotions. Okay, so Dr. Ben Carson, you know, I think that he had a really good Republican debate with Fox News. I think that went very well for him. He did not get a whole lot of questions thrown his way, even though it was promised to him. But the questions that he did get asked, the opportunities that he did have to share his vision for this country, and then since then as well, he's been on several news media outlets, and I think that he's given a really, really good plan for this country that could really change it in a positive way, that could definitely move us forward, and I think that he's got a lot of good ideas. I don't know if he's presidential material, and all that I mean by that is, you know, I don't think that you have to be mainstream political to be the president of the United States, but it seems like he knows nothing about politics, and I think that you've got to know a little bit about you know, how laws work, and I'm not saying that he doesn't know the specifics is mainly what I'm talking about. He may know the basics of how law works, just like I do, but it just seems like that he may not have enough information. He needs to have a little bit of experience, okay, and that's just, once again, just my personal opinion. Then you got Scott Walker. I think that Scott Walker is a very, very good candidate for president. I think that his governorship in Wisconsin certainly showed a intestinal fortitude to stand up against the establishment. And, you know, certainly he fought a long, hard battle against the unions in Wisconsin, and he won. He won that battle. And that was something that a lot of places don't even attempt to take on. A lot of politicians have not even tried to take that battle on, yet he took it on and he won. And then, of course, you've got candidates like Mike Huckabee. Mike Huckabee right now is on the top of my list. I'll just tell you plain and simple. He is absolutely on the top of my list. And the reason why he's on the top of my list is because of the fact that he holds true to his conservative values. I mean, no questions about it. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. I mean, it's just straight, plain, black and white English. This is what he believes. This is what he feels. These are the viewpoints he has, and there has really been no changes in it from the beginning of his history in politics till now, and I don't foresee that they'll happen in the future. He is a consistent conservative man for this country, and I think that's what we need. I think that we need that in this country today. He looks to God. He prays to God. And I think that whenever he says it, he means it sincerely. I have heard a lot of politicians over the years, particularly I can think of the one that's in office right now, the President of the United States, who acts as though that they have a faith of some sorts, but you don't really see it. You know, you don't notice it. It just doesn't seem to be sincere. It seems like, well, you know, this is America. We do have one nation under God on our money. And so, you know, yeah, I've got a faith. Yeah, I go to church. But it just doesn't seem sincere. But when Mike Huckabee talks about his faith, when he talks about his Christian values, it feels very, very, very sincere. And I'd like anyone to debate me on that, because I really do feel like that he's very sincere in his beliefs, in his values, and he's a man that I believe would do a no apology type of leadership. And I think that's what we need in this country, because you're not going to have a president that everyone likes. Okay. Everyone thought that Barack Obama would be that, but he's brought more division to this country than what there was before he got into office. So I don't really think that he's been that for us. And I think that there's a lot of people that could bring more division to this country than Mike Huckabee. And I think that Mike Huckabee could bring this country together. I really, really do. So give him some of your thoughts as well. Obviously, Ted Cruz, Marco Rubio, both of these guys, I think are on the same level playing field. Not a whole lot of difference between the two. There are some specifics differences between them, which we'll go over in the next several weeks. But there's not a whole lot of differences between the two. I think that Marco Rubio, he speaks with a lot more clarity of what it is that he actually wants to get done. Whereas Ted Cruz, I know that he doesn't like Hillary Clinton. I know that he doesn't really care for the Democrats in general. I know what he doesn't like, but I don't have a strong idea of what he does like, what he wants to do. I know he wants to undo. I know he wants to undo, the Affordable Care Act. I know that he wants to undo basically everything that Barack Obama has done. But I don't know what he is going to do. You know, anybody right now could say, I'm going to go in there and undo everything Barack Obama has done. I mean, that's just a given. But I want to hear what his plans are. What are his plans to change this country? What are his plans to make this country better? And I just feel like I haven't really heard that from Ted Cruz. I've been a little bit disappointed. Now, he's rising in the polls, and so he seems to be doing okay, actually, but I'm just not getting a whole lot from him. All right, so we've got just a little bit of time left. We're going to try to go out 30 minutes, but I certainly would love to hear from some people on the show. I just kind of wanted to do an overview today. I knew 15 minutes wasn't going to be long enough, and it certainly was not, because we have already passed 15 minutes on the show. but your only choices are 15 and 30 minutes. So this is kind of the situation we're in. We're between 15 and 30. Would love to hear from you if you're listening in. 323-642-1089. Once again, guest calling number is 323 area code, and then 642-1089. Would love to hear from you. Okay, so to just go ahead and start wrapping this up a little bit, I want to tell you about some of the stuff that we're going to be doing over the next couple shows. One of the things that I want to make sure that we bring in, I know we talked about yesterday kind of what the plan was for Real American Man, what the point was of all of this, why we do this, why I'm getting on here and talking and sharing these things with you. It seems as though that there has been some point in time in this nation where we didn't really care for people's opinions anymore. If you have an opinion that does not agree with mainstream media, with progressive media, then we don't hear you. We don't want to hear you talking about it. We don't want to have anything that's offensive being said. We don't want to have anything that's controversial being said. You keep your opinions to yourself, and I'll keep mine to myself, and that's how we'll do this thing called democracy. And I understand that everyone's entitled to their opinion, obviously. That's the beauty of democracy, of the republic. But listen, folks, okay, it's not that simple as, well, I'm just going to stay over here and you stay over there. That's not unity, okay? That's not unity. We're not going to be able to move forward. You know, Abraham Lincoln said, made it popular, certainly, but Jesus Christ even said, but a house divided against itself cannot stand. A nation divided against itself cannot stand. Folks, we have got to start unifying under some common principles. And look, I think what we've got to do is we've got to kind of throw out when we're talking about unity, we're not going to be able to unify under abortion. We're not going to be able to unify under homosexual marriage. We're not going to be able to unify under the Affordable Care Act. These things are just not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. And I think that when it comes to unity, that's where we have to say, okay, those issues we're going to leave to the side. We're not going to forget about those issues. As conservatives, we're still going to fight for pro-life. We're still going to fight for traditional marriage. We're still going to fight for our Christian values. Absolutely, we're going to fight for those things. And I believe wholeheartedly and would expect that the liberal mindsets, the liberal media, that they're going to continue to fight for their point of view. And that's fine. That's once again, that's the beauty of this country. However, we need to find things that we can unify under, okay? We are falling behind as a nation when it comes to our education. We need to unify under education. We are falling behind in this nation whenever it comes to the real unemployment numbers, okay? Welfare is on the rise. It is there's a huge income disparity, income gap between when we give someone welfare assistance, whether it be food stamps or unemployment, and where we cut that off at, the income level that we cut that off at, based off of the amount of the size of the family and how much income they're making, there needs to be kind of a weaning off of this, okay? A person does not need to feel threatened that if they take a promotion that they'll end up worse off than they were before because they'll be losing part of this government assistance money. There needs to be some type of middle ground, you know, where maybe it can stay the same or maybe even get a little bit better for them so that the promotion becomes worth it. See, it just doesn't make any sense to me that, this is not a hot topic issue, the jobs issue in this country. Because, and see, I think that even when you look at that unemployment is down, you know, people are, instead of having to take one job, they're having to take two or three jobs because of the Affordable Care Act. And I know I said we're probably not going to be able to unify on that, but listen, folks, it's true. I mean, the Affordable Care Act and its restrictions on companies when it comes to health care and the requirement to provide health care to every single worker that they have if they're working over part-time put an extreme strain on these companies. And so it's very, very important that we understand it from every perspective that we possibly can. It's so easy to look at it from the outside looking in and just say, oh, well, this is the way it should be. Well, put yourself in their shoes for a second on both sides. I'm not saying just put yourself in the company's shoes. Put yourself in the employee's shoes. We've got to have a change of the job makeup in this country, of the opportunities that are in this country. Education reform. It's very, very sad to me that someone with a bachelor's degree can get hired to teach in the state of Texas as an instructional aide, okay? If you want to teach in the state of Texas, your bachelor's degree is, let's say, in underwater BB stacking. You can go and teach as an instructional aide. You've got a bachelor's degree. You've probably racked up at least $20,000 in college debt, if not more, I'm sure. A bachelor's degree. Okay, I'm not having mental issues here. I'm saying that over and over again because I just cannot grasp the outcome of someone with a bachelor's degree in today's society. That bachelor's degree is going to get you an instructional aide position in a local school, and guess how much you're going to have the privilege of making a year? $17,000. $17,000. Are you kidding me? This person has put into the end of this process of getting their education, and you're going to pay them $17,000 a year? Now, most of the people that are being able to do this are ones that don't need the money. Okay, they're in a position where they're married to a rich person, or they are still living at home with mom and dad, or you know, or whatever. They lucked out, you know, in some sort of way, and they just don't need the money for whatever reason, and they don't know what they're doing. Folks, it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. So there's a lot of things that I think that we can unify under in this 2016 election. So that's the things that we need to start looking at. That's what we're going to start going over in the next several weeks, is looking at the things that we can unify under in this country. All right, so listen, I really do appreciate you listening in today. I thank you so much for listening to the show. If you did listen in, or whether it have been live or later on down the road on iTunes or on Blog Talk Radio or through our Facebook page, whatever means you connect with us, please let me know. Let me know that you're listening to the show, what you thought of today's show, what you'd like to see in future shows. This is certainly something that I'm passionate about, that I'm excited about, and I think that we can the average Joe out there in this country. That's what I'm fighting for, the average Joe, real American man, Blog Talk Radio. This is your host, Billy Crocker, signing off. Thank you very much. Have a blessed rest of your week.